Are they bison or buffalo? Or is there any difference? In a moment, you'll hear why the names can make a big difference. It's today's feature on the American Countryside.
World Ag Expo is just around the corner. See the latest in agriculture February 11th through the 13th at the International Agri Center in Tulare, California. See the top 10 new products, sit in on a seminar, learn about hemp in the new hemp pavilion. See all 2.6 million square feet of exhibit space. Admission is $15 at the gate or buy a ticket at worldagexpo.org. Use code FARMJOURNAL for $3 off your online ticket purchase. For more information, visit worldagexpo.org. The 2020 World Ag Expo, February 11th through the 13th.
Got equipment to sell privately but tired of scams and hassles? Then list it for sale on MachineryPete.com, the simple and secure way to buy and sell equipment online. Reach millions of buyers nationwide. Connect with legitimate buyers. Get pricing guidance. Don't wait. Sell it yourself on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com and click on Sell Mine.
What's the difference between a buffalo and a bison? And if there is a difference, does it really matter? To Alana Zenos, the answer is yes to both questions.
So in America, we think of, you know, Buffalo Bill, the buffalo nickel, and things like that. We just equate the American bison with the animal buffalo, but buffalo is really a nickname.
So is a nickname really a problem? Well, maybe in some cases.
It started in the pet food market, and it's moving to the grocery stores that we're seeing water buffalo coming in and just being labeled as buffalo. And sometimes even with a picture of a nice bison right on the label.
The problem can go beyond the ingredients in pet food, though.
The buffalo meat in the grocery store, it's being labeled as wild free-range buffalo. And be careful, because water buffalo and bison are a different product with a different taste profile.
Increasing demand for bison meat is a goal for some groups. There's a campaign titled Bison 1 Million, a goal to more than double the current North American herd of 400,000.
I do think it's going to take more ranchers and people who are willing to produce the animal for the marketplace, and that will really sort of help continue to grow the herd once there's demand.
And Anna says there are good reasons why the herd and demand should grow.
Economic impact of consuming bison, which, by the way, is a delicious and very healthy meat. It's really tasty. Eating the meat actually helps the overall herd grow because it creates demand for a product.
The National Buffalo Museum here helps tell the story of the animal, both past and present, and hopes to grow demand for the meat as well. Driving the Countryside in Jamestown, North Dakota, I'm Andrew McCray.